the Underword. The winter evening settles down with smell of steaks in passageways. 6 o'clock, the burnt-out ends of smoky days, and now a gusty shower wraps the grimy scraps of withered leaves about your feet, and newspapers from vacant lots, the showers beat on broken blinds and chimney pots. And at the corner of the street, a lonely cab horse steams and stamps, and then the lighting of the lamps. The morning comes to consciousness of faint, stale smells of beer from the sawdust-trampled street with all its muddy feet that press to early coffee stands. With the other masquerades that time resumes, one thinks of all the hands that are raising dingy shades in 1,000 furnished rooms. You tossed a blanket from the bed, you lay upon your back and waited. You dozed and watched the night revealing the 1,000 sordid images of which your soul was constituted. They flickered against the ceiling. And when all the world came back, and the light crept up between the shutters, and you heard the sparrows in the gutters, you had such a vision of the street as the street hardly understands. Sitting along the bed's edge, where you curled the papers from your hair, or clasped the yellow soles of feet in the palms of both soiled hands. His soul stretched tight across the skies that fade behind a city block, or trampled by insistent feet at 4 and 5 and 6 o'clock, the short square fingers stuffing pipes and evening newspapers and eyes assured of certain certainties, the conscience of a blackened street impatient to assume the world. I am moved by fancies that are curled around these images and cling, the notion of some infinitely gentle, infinitely suffering thing. Wipe your hands across your mouth and laugh. The worlds revolve like ancient women gathering fuel in vacant lots. Welcome to The Underword on CICK 93.9 Smithers Community Radio, broadcasting from Cassia territory of the Gidimden Clan, Wet'suwet'en Nation. My name's Gavin Smith, and this is part two of an episode, a series focusing on T.S. Eliot. The Underword looks at the relationship between poetry and music, and that was Preludes by T.S. Eliot that I just read to open the show. And today we will be focusing on songs that are inspired by or reference The Wasteland, which is arguably T.S. Eliot's most famous work, arguably one of the most famous poems of the 20th century. In fact, it is famously dense. It is split into 5 segments. It comes with its own endnotes. So it scares a lot of people off, but it's also very gripping and lyrical. It's a pastiche of different forms, different narrators. It kind of goes all over the place and has been very fertile ground for musicians. And so we're going to jump right in, and we're going to start with a little David Bowie.
Fun.
That was the one, the only, David Bowie with Red Sails off the album Lodger. I will say to start, David Bowie did reputedly say he has never read T.S. Eliot. So open to interpretation, whether that's A, true, or B, maybe he just absorbed by osmosis. Red Sails is a line from The Wasteland. It is from the Fire Sermon, which is the third segment of The Wasteland. And so who knows if David Bowie named Red Sails after that or if he picked it up. It would be a bit of a coincidence that that it would be entirely unrelated to The Wasteland. But I'm going to read the excerpt from the Fire Sermon. This music crept upon me by the waters, and all along the Strand, up Queen Victoria Street, O city, city, I can sometimes hear, beside a public bar in Lower Thames Street, the pleasant whining of a mandolin, and a clatter and a chatter from within, where fishmen lounge at noon, where the walls of Magnus Martyr hold inexplicable splendor of Ionian white and gold. The river sweats, oil and tar, the barges drift with a turning tide. Red sails, wide to leeward, swing on the heavy spar. The barges wash, drifting logs down Greenwich Reach past the Isle of Dogs. Walala lea, walala leilala. And I'll stop there. We will jump to the next song. This one is by Hot Chip, also British. T.S. Eliot was born in the United States, but he spent most of his life in Great Britain. And we'll just jump right into this one again.
Thank you.
To Playboy by Hot Chip. And if you could maybe guess what the reference to the wasteland was in that song, it was in fact the very first line, which is incidentally also the very first line of the wasteland, which is April is the cruelest month. And it's from The Burial of the Dead. It's the first section of the wasteland. And I'll read the first page now. April is the cruelest month, breeding lilacs out of the dead land, mixing memory and desire, stirring dull roots with spring rain. Winter kept us warm, covering earth in forgetful snow, feeding a little life with dried tubers. Summer surprised us, coming over the Starnbergersee with a shower of rain. We stopped in the colonnade and went on in the sunlight into the Hofgarten and drank coffee and talked for an hour. Bin gar kein Russenstamm aus Leiten ausduscht. When we were children, staying at the Archduke's, my cousins, he took me out on a sled, and I was frightened. He said, Marie, Marie, hold on tight, and down we went in the mountains. There you feel free. I read much of the night and go south in the winter. What are the roots that clutch? What branches grow out of this stony rubbish? Son of man, you cannot say or guess. For you know only a heap of broken images where the sun beats and the dead tree gives no shelter, the cricket no relief, and the dry stone no sound of water. Only there is shadow under this red rock. Come in under the shadow of this red rock, and I will show you something different from either your shadow at morning striding behind you or your shadow at evening rising to meet you. I will show you fear in a handful of dust. That was the first part of the first segment of The Wasteland, The Burial of the Dead. And we'll move on now to a band that I've enjoyed quite a lot over the years, Ockerville River. And this song is called Main Island Lovers. You might have to be listening pretty closely to catch the Wasteland reference, but we'll get to it when the song is done.
Thank you. cheap on Main Islands, days of laughter, nights of sighing, to love without ceasing, flowering orchards, salty sea things, to say without shyness, unreal city, you have killed me. Journey to the hotel in a hurry, where we love without worry on a bed that's 5 days dirty.
That was Ockerville River with Main Island Lovers. The reference to the wasteland was the phrase unreal city. It's actually used three times by my count in the wasteland, or the reference is made three times. I won't read all three of them, but I will read a couple. I'll do a quick cut from The Burial of the Dead, and it's right at the end. Unreal city. Under the brown fog of a winter dawn, a crowd flowed over London Bridge, so many. I had not thought death had undone so many. Sighs, short and infrequent, were exhaled, and each man fixed his eyes before his feet, flowed up the hill and down King William Street, to where St. Mary Woolnoth kept the hours, with a dead sound on the final stroke of 9. And I'll turn now, the third reference to Unreal City, which came up in that Ockerville River Main Island Lover song, is in What the Thunder Said, which is the fifth segment of The Wasteland. And I really like this excerpt, so I'm going to read a couple pages from it. After the torchlight red on sweaty faces, after the frosty silence in the gardens, after the agony in stony places, the shouting and the crying, prison and palace and reverberation of thunder of spring over distant mountains. He who was living is now dead. We who were living are now dying, with a little patience. Here is no water but only rock, rock and no water and the sandy road, the road winding above among the mountains, which are mountains of rock without water. If there were water, we should stop and drink. Amongst the rocks, one cannot stop or think. Sweat is dry and feet are in the sand. If there were only water amongst the rock, dead mountain mouth of carious teeth that cannot spit. Here one can neither stand nor lie nor sit. There is not even silence in the mountains, but dry, sterile thunder without rain. There is not even solitude in the mountains, but red, sullen faces sneer and snarl from doors of mud-cracked houses. If there were water and no rock, if there were rock and also water, and water, a spring, a pool among the rock, if there were the sound of water only, not the cicada and the dry grass singing, what sound of water over rock where the hermit thrush sings in the pine trees, drip, drop, drip, drop, 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 but there is no water. Who is the third who walks always beside you? When I count, there are only you and I together. But when I look ahead up the white road, there is always another one walking beside you, gliding wrapped in a brown mantle, hooded. I do not know whether a man or a woman, but who is that on the other side of you? What is that sound high in the air, murmur of maternal lamentation? Who are those hooded hordes swarming over endless plains, stumbling in cracked earth, ringed by the flat horizon only? What is the city over the mountains? Cracks and reforms and bursts in the violet air, falling towers, Jerusalem, Athens, Alexandria, Vienna, London, unreal. That was an excerpt from What the Thunder Said, the final segment of The Wasteland. And we're going to close out with one more song. Thanks to our sponsor, the BB Concert Association. And this one is by Max Richter. It's an instrumental. And in fact, the entire album called Infra was inspired by The Wasteland. I'll read you a little bit of the Pitchfork review of that album in classic Pitchfork fashion. It gives a very high review while also offering a backhanded comment. The review in Pitchfork reads, "The original inspiration for the whole collaborative project of Infra by Max Richter was T.S. Eliot's The Wasteland, a work of great power in its own right that has been over-referenced through the years to the point where it can feel a bit old hat. But the Eliot poem falls by the wayside as a reference point as the piece progresses, and its haunted aura seems to have remained mostly as an echo in the music." So again, you've been listening to The Underword. I'm Gavin Smith. This song, and indeed all the songs that have been played today, are in some way connected to The Wasteland. And we'll be doing one more segment on T.S. Eliot for our next episode. This is the song Infra 8 by Max Richter.